This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
2-9 the game.
The strong arm story of the day is brought to you by John Foyt Associates Personal Injury Law.
Certain positions you need. Open the roof.
Roof's still open.
You got to rewind. Now, some guys are saying Orange should be playing the roof. The roof is on fire.
Oh, yeah, well.
But then we don't want to infer that.
No.
No. We want the roof to continue to be opening and closing at Mercedes-Benz. Open last night. Just not that many people inside the building to see it.
Yeah, and it's not going to be open tomorrow. They've already told us. And that's fine. If you're going to the preseason game, I just want it open during the regular season.
Right on.
I'm being selfish here. Hey, man.
In the words of Quattro in
what?
In the Arnold Schwarzenegger classic Total Recall, start the machine.
That's right. Start the machine. Put your hand on it. Hey, man, left tackle is one position you absolutely need. And we told you there was somebody that was injured today. He was carted off, and that is Pro Bowl left tackle Rashawn Slater. Guys, the Chargers came in here, Falcon fans, last year and beat us with one wide receiver. Literally. They have upgraded in a bunch of areas, and a lot of people think they may challenge in that division. But it's going to be hard. He signed a 4-year, $114 million extension, became the highest paid offensive lineman in NFL history. And then, Mike, today he gets carted off. Greg Roman is the offensive coordinator, and he was like, look, we'll get the test back. We'll see where this goes. But, again, it's just never good when you see guys get it carted off. And the reports initially where everybody was going over to him, you know how this scene goes, guys. When all the teammates walk over and they're like, yo, it's going to be okay, and they're patting guys on the head and they're giving you hugs, that's just never a good look. But we will see. We don't have any updated information. But, Mike, he just signed that contract extension 11 days ago.
Yeah, and they said, again, looking at that depth chart, they just don't have a guy like – we don't have Storm Norton, by the way, which is a really good Swiss Army knife to have.
Yep.
That sort of swing tackle that can play and plug in at both spots. They don't really have anybody. Joe Alt perhaps could be brought over there at this stage of his career. I'm not sure. But, yeah, all of a sudden the Chargers, they need to go shopping. They need to make a phone call. And that's those guys are at a premium. That's why
left tackles.
Yeah, it's hard to find, man. That's why they make the big. That's why he made the loot he just made.
No doubt. What do you think about what's going to happen in Pittsburgh with the four-time All-Pro Cameron Hayward?
Well, he wants a raise. The problem is, and I love Cam. I knew him since how old am I? I met him when he was a teenager when his, God rest his soul, Ironhead came to talk to us at the show back the day with me and Steak working together. But I just think he's barking up the wrong tree at this age. Making $14 million, you're not going to get a two-year deal at age 36. I don't know if they could restructure something in the form of some incentives. That's probably not enough for him. He's been upset about it. But, you know, TJ got his. I just don't think there's anything for a 36-year-old at this stage other than what he's making.
He is, speaking of 36, he's the 36th highest-paid defensive lineman this season. 18th highest-paid defensive tackle.
And a glue guy on that defense.
8 sacks, 71 tackles last year. So he's saying, yeah, despite my age, look at what I did and look at where I'm at and how I can still be an impact player. Again, remember, the Steelers now, you think about this offseason with the trades. They paid DK Metcalf. They traded for him. Mike, obviously, you know, the Aaron Rodgers thing was one thing. But also the TJ Watt situation, 3 years, $123 million. Now you're going to turn right back around and give Hayward a big bump? Like,
right.
I don't see it.
Just can't do it.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen, but we'll see where it goes. Meanwhile, other news going on around the NFL as we get ready for the first preseason games tonight. Again, Colts, Ravens, Bengals, Eagles, and then Raiders, Seahawks tomorrow. Falcons play. Mike and I will be on from 2 to 5 getting you ready and leading into the pregame show. Kyle Shanahan today told reporters Mykael Williams suffered what he hoped was just a hyperextended knee, but they were going to run tests on him. How much did we talk about Mykael Williams, man, leading into the draft? And then, you know, we thought he went to a perfect place with the 49ers. So we're hoping he's all right, but again, no word yet there. And then Sean McVay talking about the health of Matthew Stafford, saying he will work out before the preseason game on Saturday against the Cowboys, but if things go well, he'll be back at practice Monday. Remember, Stafford's been on kind of a lockdown, Mike. He's not practiced at all.
Yep, and the back issue, as you mentioned, getting the epidural, and it sounds a little bit funky. They are on record saying they believe in Jimmy Garoppolo. So as soon as you mention that, we'll get a text from somebody. What about Cousins?
That's right.
Trading Cousins.
Yeah.
I guess if they work with him, Stetson Bennett is still out there. I don't know what where his career goes in the NFL, other than right now. I mean, we're all pulling for him, but especially since he's got his life turned around. But yeah, it seems like they're going to roll with Garoppolo. We talked earlier about what's going on with Micah Parsons. There's an article from Sharian Williams at Pro Football Talk that Micah Parsons technically was at camp.
Okay.
And in the bylaws.
As long as he's there.
He's there.
Yeah.
He's not practicing. They can't sack him for pay. So Jerry Jones can talk about all he wants. You know, I bought the Cowboys on a handshake agreement. And he's maintaining that Micah Parsons signed off on a deal verbally. Well, that doesn't stand up for anything. Then he talked to, I guess, his idiot son, Steven. And then, you know, of course, Micah Parsons goes, now talk to my agent. And that's where he stands. So that thing continues to be a blank show. And Jerry telling the media he doesn't think Parsons is going to be ready to start the season.
No. And the more, the further this goes along, right, we're preseason game one. Remember, they get a couple of weeks before the season starts, though. So we're going to play this week, next week, the following week. Then we'll have cut down day and all of that stuff. And then, Mike, they get like the week of Labor Day because, you know, we don't start until that Thursday. There's still time, but time's running out. Like, it's running out. And it's not just for Micah Parsons. I mean, we talk about James Cook with the Bills. And by the way, did anybody on the show, I did not see it because we were up at camp yet, right, but I'm going to watch it. The Bills' first episode of Hard Knocks. What'd you think, Big O? What'd you think?
I mean, it's Hard Knocks, and they always find a way to make it compelling.
Yeah. Right.
The thing about that with Buffalo is that they're just trying to get back, I guess, to a championship, so it's going to be that pursuit.
And as we said, you know, anytime there's a contract, the big one that was really kind of well-documented was the Darrelle Revis with the Jets, upstate New York, with, of course, you know, Sexy Rexy as the head coach. McDermott, I see you'd love to have cameras rolling when he was getting into it with Stephon Diggs a couple years ago. Remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
But James Cook and, you know, where that things are going with his contract. He is in camp, but he deserves to get paid, man, based on his production.
And somebody just hit me up. Did you hear about C.J. Gardner-Johnson? No, but apparently he was carted off at Texans practice today.
Oof.
As well. I didn't hear that. Safety for the Texans. So, again, guys, this is what happens. We know this camp. Every year there are injuries. Knock wood. We've been in a good spot, and our guys have been going hard, and hopefully that's the main thing. Part of this poll today, and Day-Day, what's the latest on the poll at Dukes and Bell 929 in regards to Michael Penix playing in the preseason?
So the yes have pulled even with no, and we're sitting at 50% each.
So they're coming along.
Yeah.
Yeah, I noticed earlier in the show, Carl, I think we have a lot of quiet quitters. And then later in the show, the working men and women get involved in the poll. So, yeah, that's my just 2 cents worth on that. But as we said, look, if Coach Ra feels, Coach Raheem Morris, some guy just hit me, stop calling him Coach Ra, he's an adult.
That's his name.
That's what the players call the guy.
We call him Ra.
I'll call him Coach Raheem Morris. But anyway, he is of the opinion they're getting more 11 on 11. And I'm just, my spidey sense tells me, you'll probably get the rap or his explanation. They got what they wanted. Now, here's the thing. Maybe if Penix Jr. doesn't look good Tuesday, Wednesday, then perhaps he's compelled to play him Friday night at Mercedes-Benz next week.
I say if he looks good, you still play him. Like, again, somebody needs to explain to me why some of these guys who are more established, have a bigger resume, have more experience, all the things that are playing. Why is our guy any different? And that's what I've said all day long. When I heard Joe Burrow was going to play, I was like, really? But I get it. Burrow's like, dude, I'm tired of getting off to these slow starts. If he's playing, probably Ja'Marr Chase is going to play, Mike. Let's get our guys out there for a series or two.
Right.
But today, Justin Fields, we started the show, and it was funny because I said Justin wants to play. During the show, we find out he is going to play. So he's another starter, new system, new team. Those things matter. Cam Ward, first overall pick, obviously he's going to play. But you say that. But, Mike, we've seen first-round picks not play in the past. So
right.
It just depends, man. But there are a lot of starters that are going to be playing. Bryce Young, by the way, he's going to be playing for the Carolina Panthers.
Yep, and I said this earlier. I mean, when you're Andy Reid and you've accomplished everything that Andy Reid is, first ballot Hall of Famer, and Patrick Mahomes comes to you and says, you want to play? And Reid says, well, let you play. I'll take a knee to Andy Reid. I know that every situation is different. Last year, Penix Jr. probably should have played the first half of all the preseason games. Yeah, maybe they didn't want to showcase him because they didn't want to, you know, get Kirk Cousins in his feels, you know, because he was already, you know, fretting over the draft pick in the first place. But this is just one where when you've only got three games under your belt, and I get the other side of it where the coach is going to sit there and goes, if Roz listened right now in the car, he's probably screaming at the radio. Yeah. And if he gets hurt, you idiots will be killing me because I put Penix out there in a meaningless game against the Titans.
Nah, Roz, we wouldn't do that.
I mean, he wouldn't call you and he'd call me an idiot.
No. I mean, we would, though. I get that aspect of it. But I also just think, like, the work is the work. And if you feel like you're getting the work, you know, at practice, to Mike's point, okay, fine. I don't know. I don't like it. And the more I see guys, and there's been a shift, by the way. Go back a few years, I'm telling you, around the NFL, guys. Matter of fact, I blame Sean McVay for this. Sean McVay was the guy that said, I'm not playing any of my starters.
Right.
Nobody. And everybody's like, what? It was like a Popovich moment, right? Where you went, wait a minute, well, what's this load management thing? And then everybody else was like, oh, okay, well, I'm not playing my guys. Now, all of a sudden, you're seeing just this turn of events where, hey, I got to play my guys a little bit. And the quarterback wants to play a little bit, whether he's played or not. Either way, it's something we're watching. And to be honest with you, I just want to see some guys that we've been watching at practice, Mike, play against somebody different in a different uniform and see how they look. And I don't care how many reps we're talking about. And by the way, Jalen's going to play tomorrow. We're going to dive more into this as we talk about getting ready for tomorrow's game. But Jalen's going to play tomorrow. Xavier Watts, there's some guys on defense that we'll be watching to say, hey, I don't know how many plays they're playing.
Right.
But they got a chance to shine.
We played the interview from the morning shift. Braylon Trice, you know, we talked a lot about loving his leadership, the way we talk about Jalen Walker coming out of Georgia. Braylon Trice was a defensive captain. Michael Penix Jr. was the offensive captain for Washington. And then last year, the worst possible thing, he blows his knee out of Miami.
Yeah.
And now you come back a year later, you put the rehab in, and now what? Now you're looking up at Ebikadi. You're looking up at Jalen Walker. You look over there, you got Leonard Floyd. You got James Pierce Jr. And all of a sudden, how the heck are you getting on the field? So that's a guy, I hope he shows you some things in pops. You talked about Bowman. There's a bunch of guys, you know, in this defense. I'm really looking forward to seeing.
Yeah, that will play. Jonathan Walker, appreciate you. He's an avid listener and a friend of the show. He says, in capital letters, everybody needs to play, period. Raheem needs to stop being stubborn. They need reps. That is what Jonathan Walker believes. Poll question will be up, guys. You can go vote. It's something that we're talking about, and I know a lot of people are as well. And this is not, we're not discussing this from the fans' perspective. Mike and I said this. You're not going to get the product that you get
right
week one that you're going to see in the preseason. We're not talking about from the fans' perspective. We're simply saying, how do we get our team ready to go and play these Tampa Bay Buccaneers and we feel confident about it?
Right.
And you're going to say, well, what if they play all preseason and then we get drubbed in week one? Well, guess what? I'm still putting that on the coaches. You've had all this time to get ready. To add on to that, we simply say you didn't have enough reps. That's inexcusable.
We saw a simulated game, but you still – even they even went in the locker room like it was halftime. Still not playing at Mercedes-Benz, under the lights, other guys trying to get the quarterback. And I said to Carl, I mean, yes, you can take it. If you are Michael Penix Jr. in a meaningless game and things break down some way, you take a knee. You know, you can sit down, and they will just touch you. They may hit you, but I mean, there's ways to mitigate some of the contact. Like, I don't think anyone wants to see anybody go Joe Theismann in a preseason.
Correct.
I get all that.
Correct.
But I still think you're doing a disservice to a man who's only started three games.
All right, man. Colonel's got the night show. Chris is coming up. Make sure you stay tuned for that. He's got a lot more of this conversation and much more. Tomorrow, we're back at you at 2 o'clock, 2 to 5, as we lead into the pregame shows tomorrow. Our first Falcons preseason game here on the radio station, and you'll hear Falcons content all year long, guys. Nobody's going to cover the team more or better than Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Big O, let's get out of here, man, and clear our throat!
Dukes and Bell are wrapping up another show, so it's time for
Let Me Clear My Throat
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Day-Day, great job executive producing. Next week, Mike mentioned it, we're back at Hooters Mall of Georgia, Taj Mahal Hooters, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. We're going to have a lot to discuss, guys, as the Titans are in town. It should be a lot of fun, but we're telling you now to make plans and come see us because those 3 days are our last 3 days of our residency at the Taj Mahal Hooters. Now, we'll be back up there during the season, but not like this.
Not like this.
Not like this. So make sure you make plans to come see us. Hey, man, also want to mention the fact that, Mike, if you missed any of the interviews today, go online, check them out, Odyssey.com, subscribe, and make sure that you subscribe to Dukes and Bell to get all of our stuff, guys. It's there, and you'll get updates and bings
is when new stuff pops up. You won't miss anything when it comes to our show. All right, man, we got to get out of the way. Mike Bell, clear your throat.
Hey, man, we talked about the financials a little bit with Grant. There's a guy out there named GB. He wrote on Twitter, I'm an A-list member. In other words, he's got the tickets.
Yeah.
I'm a B-list wealth manager and a D-list sports agent. But, but GB took the time to put it in layman's terms about the Atlanta Braves Holdings financial statement for this quarter. And as Grant said, they're going to lose a lot of attendance. They're going to lose hot dogs and T-shirt and hat sales because the team isn't any good because they're the fourth worst team in baseball. But through the second quarter, a lot of money coming in, man. We're going to find out this offseason if the Atlanta Braves Holding, you know, we're into those acronyms. Nerds love their OPS, you know, on base plus slugging, your WAR, wins above replacement. Do the Braves care more about OIBDA, which stands for operating income before depreciation and amortization? Because are you a holding company, a real estate company, or are you in the business of winning championships? Spend some money on some pitching, change things up, spend for some new manager and coaches, and let's go win a freaking World Series and stop wasting our time.
Mark Spears writes for ESPN, and he alleges that Trey Young is frustrated, a little bit upset. Listen, the Hawks could pay him right now 4 years, $228 million, but they've got until June 30th, 2026 to do that. They don't have to do it now. It would just be nice. And I think Trey sees all of his peers getting paid this offseason. He's like, where is my extension? I simply ask you a question. If you think he's a max player, then you pay him. If you don't, maybe you offer him a shorter deal and say.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey, let's go to work. Either way, I don't think Trey is going to be happy until the big money hits. And, Mike, I don't know if that's happening anytime soon. Right. Hey, if you love the show,
you tell your friends.
You don't?
You're stuck in Clayton County Jail with some hardcore felons for throwing a marital aid on the floor.
Yeah, right.
Start the reactor.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.